Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording?
You are?
Oh. Can you press stop?
Good morning. My name is Donald Hall, welcoming you, the distinguished listeners, to another edition of the Full Circle Show. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning. Special greetings goes out to Kai Kindu and family.
This morning, could be the only one who overstands. The way to life is love and peace, like in the days of old, yeah. Dear Father, their love has grown cold. This little landlord is in confusion, as you can see. People crying, crying for hunger, pain, and poverty. Save us.
God alone, man.
Give us
that is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. May this now and everlasting.
I tell you.
Introduce me to your new friends, man. Why do you make me chase you around? Why do your words make me not make a sound?
You walking away. I started.
I started.
You stop it. my dad, he would whisper something in my ear before I would leave. It was the first lines of a poem called Desiderata by Max Ehrmann. And the first line is, go placidly amidst the noise and haste, remember the peace there may be in silence. And he'd hug me and he'd whisper into my ear. He was my best friend and my teacher. Beauty in the Silence is about amid the noise and haste, there's beauty in the silence. And it's something that we forget in society. So making an album during a pandemic, everything shut down.
It was really hard too because we lost, I mean, in the entire world, we lost so many lives because of the pandemic.
You know, that whole kind of year and a half of not going anywhere was, I guess it had both good and bad qualities.
Because of the circumstances that we had with the pandemic and all, everybody was like confined to their own house.
I would have nightmares sometimes, like during the pandemic, that, oh, okay, we got Eric's young, we got 5 minutes till showtime. I don't have my bass, it's over there getting tuned.
It was difficult at first, but you learn to adapt and figure out what's best for us to keep the train moving. And it gave us a chance to dial in this new record, Beauty in the Silence, that we're incredibly happy with and look forward to sharing with the world.
The fact that over the past like 400 days I haven't been with them, it's been weird. So to be back with them and performing, rehearsing, it's the greatest feeling in the world to be able to just sit with my brothers and play some music.
We got a new record out called Beauty in the Silence. It's called Beauty in the Silence because in the past year and 7 months, I think everybody had to find a way to remain sane. But I found something for myself that was even more. I could find how to appreciate silent moments and appreciate the beauty of the earth that we live on. I had forgotten how to do that. You know, I'm putting up defenses because I'm breaking down inside. I have learned to build these walls and I have learned to hide. But I can't let what feels so wrong turn into what feels right. I'm walking through this darkness, all I feel for real is light. Give me something to believe in. I need the truth, I cannot lie. Give me something to believe in. Please don't ask me why. The thing that happened, it was kind of funny and unexpected. Trevor started writing from his house. Pat started writing from his house. Bob started writing for, you know, Bird was going in to do drums at Jim Fox's by himself. I was doing all my vocals here in Florida with my boys Mariano and Ash.
I was sort of like a hub, and a lot of the guys have home studios, and they would record at their houses and send me their parts, and I would put everything together and, you know, send them mixes back.
We just send the song around and everyone does their part and send it back and kind of piece it together in separate locations.
We all record our parts, make some music, share it together, share some ideas.
We couldn't go anywhere. So it really made me have to like focus on learning how to record from home.
Certainly a unique experience making this record, being that we live all over the place.
Wasn't going anywhere, so, you know, hit the basement and you know, I have my whole little studio set up there.
That was really awesome. We really enjoyed it. And we even, like, we're, like, separated. We, like, connect the music.
You know, we just kind of, like, on this winding river of, like, where the songs end up taking you in a weird way. So kind of we're winding back to, like, let's go back to experimenting more with some different production things and featured artists.
There's a lot of great features throughout this whole album.
Soja has finally done a song with our brothers that we've toured so many times with, I cannot count. Slightly Stupid. Longtime brothers in music, big up Kyle Miles and the whole crew. Eric Swanson, our tour manager. Eric is a tour manager for Soja and Slightly Stupid, and an incredible songwriter.
It has two of our homies on it. It's got Collie Buds on it. It's got J-Boog on it.
You know it's Soja
and J-Boog
and Collie Buds.
You know, we started this band when we were 14. That's a long time ago.
I see it in the past like I feel it in my mind. I hear it in the roots and the song press rewind.
Pandemic begun, it had been 412 days since we all saw each other and played music together, been in the same room.
I really miss those guys every day because we had so much, you know, in our life for many years, and then when the pandemic came, it's like, what is the future for everyone?
We probably spend more time together than with parts of our actual families, so it really is a thing, like, you know, you have that best friend from school, or you guys are really tight, but then you don't see each other for a long time. But when you see each other, it's just like you're right back to, it's not even weird at all. Like, so that was the vibe.
It's just cool to see what it evolved to, especially during the pandemic.
We're getting back to normal, and it feels amazing.
When we start playing all the songs, and everybody was like flowing really good, I think it was a great, great feeling.
It's the greatest feeling in the world to share that stage and like be doing that and creating something or performing for people.
If you come out and bare your soul and leave everything right there, truthfully, the way it really is, they feel it. And they're singing the words and they're hugging each other and they're holding their hands up. That then comes back to us. When the circular energy is really moving, the stage gives us an opportunity to blend in to the people who listen to our music, and we kind of become the same thing.
And we've been here before, and we're coming again, and oh God, we fall like rain.
Beauty in the silence is about how to be able to find peace and beauty in what was already here.
I see us fall like rain.
This creation was for us. All of us.
What you came for, and
and your sunrise leaves like an airport. The moon is gone from your eyes, and you wonder why. The feelings that you are feeling, you suddenly have no meaning. Cause you got lost in this light, and you start to cry, it's fine.
You know it's
Soja
and J Boog
and Kali Boots.
Love. Yeah.
Then we talk about the music. Yeah, you know.
Answer.
I see it in the past, like I feel it in my mind. I hear it in the roots and the song, press rewind. Take me to the truth, like the very first time I fell in love with music. Music, feel alive, it's in the beat that my heart still plays. I smell it in the weed at the dawn of the day. I was 14, but the vibe still stays. I'm still in love with music, music, yeah. I can remember in the days we used to watch Buju Banton, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh. Pick up a six string and just tell me where to go. If you could tell me then about now, I would never know. When now the tour bus is pulling up to every city, and now my old friends are still the ones who playing with me. And every single song that I sing, I'm still smiling. Remember that the journey is all about the timing. I can see it in the past, like I feel it in my mind. I hear it in the roots and the song, press rewind. Take me to the truth, like the very first time I fell in love with music, music. Feel alive, it's in the beat that my heart still plays. I smell it in the weed at the dawn of the day. I'm still in love with music, music, yeah.
Alright, so let me talk about the music. Man, I listen to Sound Clash from it on 9. Jaro, Trooper, Black Cat, Panther, and I won Big Clash from 95. Radigan, Stone Love, Gary. I don't know if you know about Materan, King of the Space 36, Gringy Racing Peace, Massive E, Bobby Connors and Jabba. On a split them time, they know, brother. Don't play the leak from Cali, don't dada. Can't forget them time, they were, oh, how time I roll. But I'm still in love with music, music.
I can see it in the past, like I feel it in my mind. I hear it in the roots and the song, press rewind. Take me to the truth, like the very first time I fell in love with music, music. Feel alive, it's in the beat that my heart still plays. I smell it in the weed at the dawn of the day. I was 14, but the vibe still stays. I'm still in love with music, music.
I heard it, reggae caught my full attention. Healed me from my sorrows, filled my cup with inspiration. Infectious sound helped me hold my feet to the ground. When temptation stick his neck out, no them can't penetrate through my surroundings. If it sees to the island culture there, music, chewy bones and atmosphere. Connection with us all is something rare. Nestor spoke the truth, made us aware. No other way to divine, gotta feel it. Every single day, work hard, gotta build it. Come on and on, let's celebrate the life with us. The music,
I see it in the past, like I feel it in my mind. Hear it in the roots and the song, press rewind. Take me to the truth, like the very first time I fell in love with music, music. Feel alive, it's in the beat that my heart still plays. I smell it in the weed at the dawn of the day. I was 14, but the vibe still stays. I'm still in love with music, music.
Sugar with that tribute to the great I tree. To the Mawa Kasia Griffiths and the Rick Amali. Salute! Black woman, ooh, black woman. Like me, you've struggled long. You've trod one of life's roughest road. We bear the heaviest load. To be someone to belong. But you're never in your mind on the half furlong. Give up now, just pray for strength now. To you I'll dedicate my song. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Ooh.
Company, distributors of better products for better living. And now, here are the stars of our show, Louise Bennett and Ronnie Williams.
What a surprise I have for Ronnie. When he comes home today, what a surprise. Nice big chocolate cake, southern fried chicken, the wine of his choice. I bet I thought, oh, I wonder if he has forgotten our anniversary. One wonderful year together on stage. Who could forget it? I wonder if Ronnie has forgotten it. Here he comes now. Come in, Ronnie. Oh, I'm so thrilled. Come in, darling.
So, stop your coming on, Kim.
Darling.
What a way you're loving today is what happened. If it's 100 shilling metal heel shoes you're looking in the wrong direction.
Ronnie, you're teasing me? All right. What has brought you home so early today?
My dinner.
Ronnie, you sure you haven't forgotten something?
Well, like I say now, I have all my shoes. I didn't wear no hat. Goodness of me, I know what I forget. My trousers.
Nonsense, Ronnie. You have on your trousers.
I mean the working trousers.
Oh, come to the table, darling, and see if you will remember what you forget.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea.
Oh, what do you think I prepare all this nice dinner for?
For me to devour.
Yes, Ronnie, but why for you to devour?
Because if it don't devour, it will sour.
You and Ronnie, open up. I brought all the presents.
Coming, Charlie. At least Charlie remembers. Oh, what a lovely gift, Charlie. You are wonderful. I could kiss you, Charlie.
Well, you don't have to could. If you would, you should.
You deserve it, Charles.
Thank you. Well, where can I put this present? A safe place now.
I'll put it in my bedroom so that I can look at it all the time. Oh, let me kiss you again, Charlie. Let me kiss you again.
Lou, Lou, if you continue hot club, Charlie, Jarvis, kiss him, Jarvis, have con.
You can keep out of this. Keep out of this, Mr. Ronnie. Charlie has brought us a present for our anniversary, and you did not even remember the day.
Wait, 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 hold it there. This is not a present for you and Ran. This is a present, birthday present for my girl.
What? Then what you bring it to my house for, Charlie?
So that when my girl... when my girl visit later on, she'll get a surprise. Ran, you couldn't tell me today is the day.
You sure thank me. Look how much kiss you get.
I am going to punish you two men for this. I'll see to it that neither of you get a single cup.
Wait, wait, no. It's makeup for makeup for fool you. Read the card on the present.
Ah, to lovely Lou. A Lou and Rani anniversary present from Rani and Charlie. Wonderful.
Don't read yet. May your MBE reflect on we. And may we have Bansmore sup from Bansmore Corp. Oh, delicious, nutritious, cow.
Kokomo, the new and oh-so-tasty breakfast cocoa is a real favorite. Serve it hot, serve it cold. Either way, it's really delicious. What's more, popular Kokomo is so very easy to prepare. It's great for breakfast, perfect with a midday snack. So satisfying and relaxing, served hot at bedtime. Keep Kokomo handy in your home. Kokomo, everybody's favorite breakfast cocoa.
It's delicious.
There she is at last, Miss Spread Satin. A week late, but better late than never. My rose, my petal, my dewdrop, my goodness. She's with another man.
Hi, Reg. Guess what I ran into?
I know, I see her.
Oh, no, not that. I ran into a post.
I'm happy to hear. You did hurt yourself, didn't you?
Well, you see, there I was driving along when I saw the most gorgeous figure. And who do you think it was? This lovely creature. Miss Spread Satin. So I turned around to get a good look and ran into a post.
Serves you right.
Yes, I suppose so. Anyway, here are your car keys.
What? You mean you were driving?
Yes.
What, my car?
Reggie, be careful of your blood pressure.
But, excuse me, what I say actually, old man.
What a handsome man.
Oh, yes, quite. Would you be good enough as to inform me of the whereabouts of the Daily Miss Leader?
I'd be glad to show you the
way. Hey, now, just a darn minute, Mr. Hendricks. You may be a special guest on this show, but there's no reason...
I beg your pardon?
Granted.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Won't tell a soul, actually.
Now, look, Ori. I know you haven't been with us for a while now, so let me explain. This girl happens to
be... My dear chap, I'm from the Bear Bear, sir, and this lady has kindly offered to show me the office of the Daily Miss Leader.
But she's supposed to be with...
Miss Spread Satin.
Yes, Charlie.
Let us go and have some ice cream and talk things over.
Sure, Charlie, let's go.
Well, ta-ta, Red. Oh, boy, hey. I say see you soon, what?
Hey, now, wait a minute. Come back. Come back here. Now, look what he's done. I've been waiting here a whole week, right at this spot for Miss Spread Satin. I haven't even been home to eat. What a way to celebrate an anniversary.
I say, old chap.
Oh, shh. Anyway, let me take you now to the typical little Jamaican village of Sasumba.
But I want to get to the Daily Miss Leader.
Will you be quiet and let me take you once again to the typical little...
I'm supposed to meet a Mr. High up there to be interviewed.
You just met him.
Oh, delighted. How do you do all that?
Not me. Here. Will you please stop interrupting?
Well, I will find it, I suppose. Ta-ta.
Good. Now, let me take you once again to the typical little Jamaican village of Sasumbo, to the little country shop... where everything is always quiet, peaceful.
Ronnie! Not that you heard me like when I called up Ronnie and him can't hear me, you know. Ronnie!
Yes, Lou.
You little dung gross camp, you where you is?
Leaning up against the shop window over a crab hole.
What you standing up over a crab hole doing?
Considering.
What you considering over?
Crab hole.
Now, anybody ever see my crosses? What in the crab hole for you to consider over?
Crab.
Rub a piece of flatboard. Come up from that crab hole at once, Mr. Ronnie.
I wouldn't move a foot unless you coax me.
All right. Stay there till I come. I'm going to coax you with a lick. I come in.
Circumstantially speaking.
Miss Lou, is where you going with that heavy piece of flatboard?
Ronnie stand up over a crab hole and won't move. I'm going to blast him.
No, wait, Miss Lou. I will stay through the window and try to coax him away. Run, 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 my friend.
Well, leave me out, I say. I'm considering over the 5 seasons of the year.
Move from the window, little Obi. Ronnie, you's an idiot. You don't know that the year only have 4 seasons.
It's 5.
I say it's 4, and if you can't contradict me, I'm going to pass.
Oh, hold on, Miss Lou, hold on, Miss Lou. We can settle this thing without violence. You said that the year having 4 seasons. Name them.
Springs, summer, autumn, and winter.
Good. That's 4. Ronnie, you name the 5 seasons them of the year.
Mango season, booby egg season, breadfruit season, pear season, and crab season.
Miss Lou, you're right. But Ron do wrong.
Well, even if anything goes so, why you have to be considering the seasons them?
Because Jamaica is the only climate that the 5 seasons them come in one time.
Is where I get that from, though.
I hear it on JBC.
Obi, you ever hear that over JBC?
No, Miss Lou. And it's 1 year now since JBC started, and I never hear that.
You man, truth, you see? Who you hear say that over JBC?
Ray Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. Him was only making sport.
Him never say so.
Oh, you know, you have radio. Why you don't buy a radio?
Right, Miss Lou. Why you don't buy a radio? A lady of your rank and rank ability should have a big time radio.
You know where I can get one cheap, Obi?
Yes, Miss Lou. I can get you the most basic radio in the world. See, as cheap as 24 pounds.
I'll go and buy it, Obi. I gone for my money, Grace.
Make yes and come, Miss Lou. The radio them selling out fast, fast. Don't make it done for you.
Aye, I soon come.
Obi, careful with that pop off. I mean, when it pop off, me is to get off. Where you going to get radio from?
Easy, Ron. Me can make radio. All I want is a old flashlight battery, mm-hmm. A condensed scan for use as condenser, mm-hmm. Some electric wire for wire, 5 tube or 2 piece for use as tube, a aerial wire for make from a clothesline, and a pickup any station in the nation.
Not to mention the nearest police station.
Scott, do argument. Mass Run, look at crap climbing upon you. Him reach up to your hip.
Make him stay upon my hip. I training him that anywhere him see you, him can grab on upon your lip.
Obi, I come in. Oh, Liza, you here?
Yes, Miss Lua, come.
Where you going with your money, Grip? Liza, I'm going to buy a big-time radio. Obi's getting it cheap for me. See the money here, Obi? £5, £10, £15, £20, £25.
And go. Obi, make here some, bring it, come me, dear.
Hi, what the lala? Now we can listen all day to Adrian and Robinson, the White Wiley, Genuine Variety, hear Bobby Davis play harmonium, Peter R.
Where got your son, Liza? And Miss Carrie Adams and Estreet and Carlin.
Dix Pixley, Richard Hudson, Howard Clark. Me hear the whole of them by Miss Amanda Radio.
And the boy them call, what name again?
Him name Hard. Ah, Stoner.
Aye. Obi, I am.
My radio will pick up.